Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Public opinion in Europe needs to take a new look. The European Union's Office Evaluating Genetically Modified Foods is now saying that genetically modified foods may even be safer than regular food. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. I have served as a host for the annual Cabinet Secretary's Holiday Luncheon for 15 years. And last week, more than 40 former and current members of the President's Cabinet came together for lunch at the historic Madison Hotel here in Washington, D.C. The Cabinet post with the most attendees was agriculture, including Ann Veneman, Dan Glickman, Mike Espy, Clayton Yeider, and yours truly. As is always the case, a delicious luncheon was followed by the fun part. Each cabinet member is asked to make a prediction about the up-and-coming year. Leading off with predictions for 2002, Ed Meese from the Reagan cabinet. He said Bob Dole will join Bill Clinton in the Senate Spouses Club. Yes, if Elizabeth Dole wins the North Carolina Senate seat, Ed will be correct. Donna Shalala from the Clinton cabinet. The Miami Hurricanes will win the National Football Championship by 4 touchdowns. Donna Shalala, you may not know, is the president of Miami University. Clayton Yeider said, after getting by next year's elections, we will begin a serious effort to open trade with Cuba, and I agree. Dan Glickman, in future years, the position of Secretary of Agriculture will become the most important one in the cabinet. I vote for that, Dan. And Don O'Dell from the Reagan cabinet said, if Senator Strom Thurmond doesn't run again next year, he will be soliciting money from all of us for a new business. You know, Senator Thurmond just celebrated his 99th birthday, the Energizer Bunny. Mike Espy of the Clinton cabinet predicted, with the new farm bill and trade bill, farm prices will increase. And I predicted that the commissioner of baseball will not be able to eliminate two teams because he's afraid that Governor Jesse Ventura will give him a body slam. Have a Merry Christmas. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.